What you got to do to get that extra 1%?
I don't know, man. I believe I just got to make a few plays, you know, and kind of beg Madden, I guess. You know, because I really believe they don't want 399s on this team. In my heart, I truly believe that we should have 499s. Tyron, like, he should be a 99 as well, so.
You really think Usain Bolt and y'all lining up sometime soon?
I'm going to tell you like this, man. Usain Bolt got out of the game for a reason, right? He's old. He's washed up. And he can't see me in 40 yards. 100-yard dash? Yes. That's what he do. But 40-yard dash, if y'all recording this, Usain Bolt, you cannot see me.
Antonio Callaway since he's joined the team?
He never quits. You know, I feel like, I'm gonna compare him to me. I feel like when I first got here, you know, Coach Reed, EB, you know, Coach Cully, you know, put that into me, you know, that never quit mentality. You know, so when I'm watching him, you know, on film, like, he's in there back-to-back plays, like, driving it out. He has a post. He has a go route, like, and he's running full speed. So he never he has that mentality of, like, never quitting. So I really can dig that, dog.
There was one point during the break between minicamp and here. It looked like you and DK Metcalf were going at it on Twitter about a potential race.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that's actually going to happen? Or?
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. If Usain Bolt call you out, you got to go at Usain first. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you knock him out, then that's when you begin to, like, think about the other options. You know what I'm saying? DK, he fast, but, like, let's slow our roll here, guys. Let's slow our roll.
What do you think about him going to the trials?
I think that's huge. You know, I feel like he took another step. You know, I don't know. Like, I really think that's great for him. You know, and as far as, like, other NFL players, you know, I think we should be, like, competing, you know what I'm saying? Because we're young, like, we're not always going to be young and as fast and as energetic. So I think, like, he really set the standard.
Have you ever really
considered that distance? I mean, I do, man, but, like, it's like every offseason, man, it's like my kids, my family, they're like, hey, man, you just got done with a long season. Like, we don't want to see you go, you know, go run track or whatever. Like, we want to spend time with you now. So I'm, like, dedicating my time to my kids. I'm going to AAU games with my son. I'm training my son. I'm with my fiance here and there. So I'm just dedicating my time to my family, dog.
We watched you go from running back to pro receiver, and mm-hmm. then you had the return specialist thing and became one of the better receivers, all pro, all that. As you're among the top receivers now in the league, what's the next challenge for you? How do you stay motivated going into this year?
How do I stay motivated? Just my teammates around me, man. I feel like each and every day I come to practice. You know, I feel like my teammates always set the standard for me, whether it's Kelsey, whether it's Pat, whether it's the other wideouts, or whether it's the defensive side of the ball. Like, those guys are always competing. Those guys are always, you know, wanting to get better and always wanting to, like, take the next step in their game. So, like, why wouldn't I want to do the same? You know, so I'm surrounded by, like, a great group of guys, you know, led by a great guy, Andy Reid, you know, and Brett Veach, man. Shout out to him for, like, putting this team together, you know.
Sneed, it seemed like there was a play out there today where he was able to kind of keep up with you. Have you seen
Hold on. Which play was that?
I think it was on in sevens.
Okay.
Have you seen a defensive back on your own team in training camp that at least can maybe keep up with you?
Sneed is a great player. Like, I'm just going to start there. And I love competing against him every day. He has long arms. I believe he ran a 4.3 at the combine. So, I mean, for me to just sit here and just say, can he keep up with me? Like, it's football at the end of the day. Like you see guys all across the league who run 4.2s. Like, and you see other DBs who run 4.5s who can keep up with them. So, when it come down to playing football, man, like, you really got to know releases. You got to know technique. You got to know the fundamentals about the game. Like, you just can't be, like, any fast guy out here just releasing and just doing your thing. Like, you really got to know the game. So,
talk today a little bit about – he's seen a difference in maturity with McColl.
Yeah.
Year three. What have you seen from him on the field, meeting rooms, all that stuff?
McColl, maturity? Now, let me stop. As far as McColl, man, like I said, he has – like we all have that mentality of just wanting to like compete and like challenge each other. So like each and every day he comes out here, like he wants to listen, he wants to learn from like the older guys. So and as far as like meeting rooms, like he's locked in, like each and every day, like he's asking questions, he's doing this, he's doing that. So I mean, the same thing for me. Like, I told him, like, look, if you want to be great, man, you got to be coachable, dog. Like, you can't come in this league and like, think you know it all. Like, I know you was a second-round pick, boom, boom, boom. Look, if Coach Reed say, look, you got to do this on your route, you do it. I don't care if you got open, dog. Like, there are always ways that you can get better off that route. You know what I'm saying? So he's taking that, you know, to another level, and, like, he's, like, listening, and, like, he's doing awesome with it.
What you just said, the previous answer about – being fast is more than just running the 4.3 or 4.2 at the combine.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get a lot of credit for your speed, but do you feel like you don't get enough credit, I guess, for the other stuff that you learned, how to translate that out here on the field?
Man, I don't pay attention to none of that, man.
What did you do then to turn your speed into to translate it out here?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I always had it. You know, I guess when I came here, you know, Coach Reed, like, he, like, unlocked something in me that, like, none of my coaches ever did, including my dad. So, Dad, you was bad. So, yeah, I just worked hard and just wanted to be like, I just want to be like, you know, some of the guys that I used to watch on TV. So.
What's the energy like out there with the fans? We score, they're cheering, as opposed to last year, no fans at all. What's the energy like out there with the fans?
It's terrific, man. It feels great to get the fans back out here cheering loud. So. As a player, when it's like 99 degrees out here, man, that's what we need. Because, like I said, like we know, all of us got that mentality of never quitting. But like, when you got a deep ball and you catch it, and the fans start screaming, you're like, yes, I got about 10 more plays in me after that. So like, it's like motivating a little bit.
Did you when Patrick said that? I assume you heard this about the idea of going 20-0.
Uh huh.
How did you take that?
Oh, I can't get
what
that.
What do you think of it?
I can't squat and get that. I'm cramping. You said what? What do I have
an
idea about?
Patrick said that at the golf tournament about the idea of going to 20-0. I assume you came up, you heard about that.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you? What does that kind of thing do for a team when you hear that?
I don't know, man. I just feel like if our quarterback said, like, we all got to believe in it, you know? So, like, that's just like me going out and knowing that I got a corner route. If my quarterback tell me I got something different, I got to believe in it and just do it. So that's our mentality, man. Pat is our leader, you know. So if he believes that we can go 20-0, we can, you know. And definitely, like, we all of us believe that. Like, we all don't want to lose. Losing sucks.
Do